a brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome,
what's
welcome.
Up?
Yeah, you are listening to the okay. This is our last time doing.
Yeah,
this. I'm gonna even stand up.
Oh.
I'm gonna stand up for this.
Okay, let's stand up.
Okay. Are you ready for this? I'm getting pumped.
Uh-huh.
I am pumped right now. I am feeling it. You know.
Yes. Yes. You are feeling this? It. Yeah.
This is the last one
ever.
The last intro
for
of 2020.
What?
You know, we're about to blow the roof up in here.
Yeah.
We're about to make it go real.
Get some construction.
We're about to, you know, woo!
Yeah.
Welcome
to
the very last one of the year.
Yeah.
The ultimate.
Yeah.
V-A-R show. Yes,
what?
You are listening to the VAR show right
yeah.
here on Active FM, where radio
has never
been
better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, this is exciting, man. This is very exciting. We're
yeah.
going into a new season,
yeah.
you know, the 2021 season.
What?
you know,
yeah.
I did that, make it sound like a football season.
The
you
foreplay
know?
Is just amazing, man. The foreplay is on point.
Yeah, and, you know, I won the Ballon d'Or this year, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I won the Ballon d'Or.
Oh, did you?
You know, best human alive.
Yeah.
Went to...
I won the Puskas. Best looking.
Yes, yeah. I was not allowed to compete in that one.
Oh, oh.
They say that by default, I would have won.
Oh.
So they just gave me best... human being of 2020, you know.
Okay.
I didn't want it, you
yeah.
know. I thought it should go to someone else because, you know, Rashford, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rashford feeding the millions, you know, free meals.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they gave it to me, so who am I? So that joke got me as well. Okay, so we are starting off. But before we go into anything, I need to calm down. You know, that introduction, you know, put... the wind in my pipe, took out the wind in my pipes, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the joke added on to it, you know, you winning best looking when I'm in the room, never. So we're going to listen, this is for you, this song right here is for you, it's called Dream You.
Oh!
Carry on dreaming, man.
Oh.
Enjoy.
Okay. Hi, this is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria. And you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
You are listening to Active FM.
Active FM.
You can be my new thing.
Welcome, welcome back. Yeah, you are listening to the VAR show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been
better.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a wrap of the year. You know, if you listened to our show, I think it was just before Christmas or just after Christmas.
Yeah.
Ate too much. I've forgotten now.
I'm
full.
Yeah.
And I'm about to eat some more very soon.
Very soon.
Very, very soon.
Very, very soon.
So that's what's in my head right now, right?
Yeah.
You guys will listen to that and that was our Christmas wrap. Right? So now we are wrapping up the year. You know, we are not giving awards sadly in the show.
Yeah.
But what we are doing.
Yeah.
Is we giving our best moments, you know, the most iconic moments of the year. What highlights, what was your highlight of the year, you know? And we're going to start, okay, guys, because it's football, you know, there is no particular order.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say my best moment
we don't
was
care about
when
the,
United won the league, you know?
Of course you won't say that. Because it's not real.
Yes.
It's not real.
But we will, you know, we will just say, so what was a moment that highlighted you, one moment that highlighted for you?
The entire year, summed up, was Bartomeu leaving Barcelona.
Bartomeu, why?
Because the stress, the anxiety, the players, you know, everything about him being there was just wrong.
Yeah.
You know, we biggest loss was obviously Suarez. Man, we lost Suarez. It could have been worse.
Is that really your guys' biggest loss under him?
Ah, it is. Okay, this season. I'm talking about this year now.
But I'm like Neymar.
Obviously, we know.
Bigger,
come on, we know it's Neymar. But Barca was still stable. You know, we still had Iniesta and them to fill in the gap.
Yeah, but then when they left, that hole of Neymar got bigger. Because y'all really needed a Neymar.
And now we have Martin Braithwaite.
Yeah. You know, the best player alive. when I play Football Manager, I ensure I buy him, you know? He's the first player I go for. If I don't have Brentworth in my team, I don't know how I'm going to win a league. Like, it's serious.
Yeah. Every club you
like have. FIFA, when I play career mode, I ensure I buy him.
You have to.
I have to.
And you give him number 9.
I give him number 10 even.
10?
Yeah.
Even 10.
He must take Messi's position.
Yeah, he must.
I buy Barcelona just to sell Messi so he can be the main player.
Yeah. Make him the guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Player to watch, Martin Braithwaite.
Martin Braithwaite.
Man of the match.
Martin Braithwaite. Goalkeeper of the year.
Martin Braithwaite.
I know this is a bit off topic, but you know who for me was the goalkeeper of the 2010 World Cup? Luis Suarez.
Ah, of course. Of course.
Ghana was about to make it to first team to get to that part of the World Cup. First African team to they shoot. It's going in.
Oh man.
The goalkeeper of the tournament came out.
What?
Hit it over.
Heroic. Heroic
levels to this. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, looking at your moment, I think for Madrid fans, we were a bit disappointed. we enjoyed you guys having Bartomeu as the spokesman of the Real Madrid club in South Africa, yeah. South Rosettenville,
yeah.
And my address, you know?
Yeah.
So
you're the ambassador.
I'm the ambassador.
Yes.
Of that specific branch.
Yeah.
You know, the one branch. In my room.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You know, as the spokesman of them, we were really sad when you guys let go Bartomeu. He gave some brilliant moments, you know.
Yeah.
One of his best was selling Neymar.
Mm.
Yeah, that was top of the crop, you know. We were so excited for you guys. We like, this guy is a proper leader when he did that.
Yeah.
Second best was when he almost lost Messi. The way we were hoping that he could do it, you know. Yeah. Be the man who could actually do it.
Yeah, you would compare him with the greats.
The greats.
Mother Teresa.
You know?
Martin Luther King.
You know?
He would be there on top.
Yes, right there. Ah. Giuseppe.
Yeah.
Bartomeu.
Oh.
The one who got rid of the tyrant.
Oh.
Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
And ruined Barcelona.
Yes. Great man. He was a great man. Loved by many.
Oh, wait, hated by many more. I loved by many more, actually, because Man City fans would have been so happy.
Yeah.
I remember, right, this was one of the best memories. I think I stayed up late at night.
Did you?
Was when the news broke out and Twitter went crazy.
Mm.
Twitter went crazy on the whole factor, you know? And I remember that there was a point in time whereby what happened was they're like, Arsenal wants to buy Messi. Because, you know, at that time, like, just news was coming everywhere.
Yeah, just
so on
everywhere.
Twitter, they got this this video, this piece from, like, a Nigerian movie where these two big guys are dragging out a smaller guy out of the compound and, like, they're chasing him and his representatives away.
What?
And then they're like, Arsenal, when they had come, when they tried to offer a swap deal for Ozil. Ozil for Messi. I think for me, that was one of the biggest highlights. One of the biggest highlights, and this is actually shocking as a Cristiano Ronaldo fan, as a Manchester United supporter, as a Real Madrid supporter. My highlight, my top highlight actually, for 2020, was Messi almost leaving Barcelona.
Yeah.
The amount of memes that came out of there.
Yeah. Instantly.
Like, you know, even Kaizer Chiefs. So for those who don't know Kaizer Chiefs, Kaizer Chiefs is a South African local club, right?
Yeah.
Even Kaizer Chiefs, no, is it Kaizer Chiefs or Pirates, who then made a... Yes, it was Kaizer Chiefs that then made a wrote a tweet about it.
Ah!
Because they spoke about the fact that the kit change wouldn't be that much.
What?
Because, you know, there's that one kit of Barcelona that looks the same as Kaizer Chief. So, like, that's not... Don't be
come on, man.
But I know, come at on, that man. Moment, I thought, imagine Messi in the now called DStv Premier League. Probably score 100 goals a season.
Messi, what? 2 weeks? What? What?
40 goals in 2 weeks.
What? Breaking records, man. You see?
Dribbling his own keeper to the other keeper.
That 40 goals would be the all-time premiership record. PSL, 40.
40 in a week.
Ever.
But I really enjoyed the memes that came out of there and, you know, the speculations. And the false hope a lot of people got, you know, even us United supporters, where apparently we are now focusing on him instead of... I personally didn't want that.
Yeah.
I feel like it was us spitting on Cristiano Ronaldo, you know, because Cristiano Ronaldo is from us.
You can't.
And now you're putting his best rival. One thing I was excited about that came out a bit later on this year was actually closer to us than the beginning of the year was that Cristiano Ronaldo could be coming to United next month.
Coming back.
With that also Messi are in the plans of
Manchester City. Oh.
Yeah, now they're actually putting the money aside to get him, you know. So they have to put money for him, money for Barcelona, and money for UEFA.
Yeah.
You know, for in case they hit fair play regulations again.
You have to be careful.
Yeah, you know, you have to pay them more this time so that it doesn't even come up for investigation.
Yeah. Just give them 12 million this time.
The one way, you know. And for me, it's a very big moment because it could shape football in 2021.
Shape it, man. Mold it and make it something.
It could make it something different. Something else, you know.
What?
Yeah, but another moment for me and a big moment for me in 2020 was United coming out third in the league. Now, this is kind of sad because, you know, United coming out third is a highlight. It's sad.
That's where you are.
But, you know, as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer would say is, the boys are they're pushing, you know, they're trying in it.
Yeah.
They, you know.
Yeah.
It was a bit good to see especially when Bruno came in, we went on this unbeaten streak.
Especially? What do you mean especially?
Yeah, no, that's when it started.
When? When Bruno came?
No, we started, we were winning, we were drawing, we were on and off. But when then he came, that's when specifically we got onto a proper streak. Because we'd like gone like a 2-3 week streak. And then 2-3 weeks, then pa. When he came in, that's when things started to change.
Yeah, the sky was blue.
Sky became red.
Okay, the sky became red.
Yes, we started going because, you know, I made a lot of bets with people. You know, I told them United is going to come up in the top four. Never.
No way.
I made a bet with one guy. He told me because he was a Chelsea fan. He's like, no, Chelsea is going to be higher than Man United. So if Chelsea is fourth, that means United will be fifth. The only way United will be second is if Chelsea is first.
Ooh.
And I told him, watch the space, because in the previous season I told him that Chelsea was not going to make it to UEFA, and then I lost.
Yeah,
so he then wanted to rub it in me and say that no, this season Man United is going to be below Chelsea again,
and he was wrong
because he saw yes, as we not beat Chelsea not only once but twice but three times no, that's just twice.
Oh,
what's it twice or three times? We beat them twice in the league.
I don't know.
One in the Carabao. Did not play them in Carabao. Yes, and then we scored that beautiful free kick. The knuckleball from...
Oh, yes, from Reshi.
Yes, then we lost in the FA Cup against them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we beat them not three times. You know?
Three times.
First game of the season, beat them four, you know, just to show, just to flex.
Ooh.
Just to flex, you know. And it's been really good to see my club, you know, throughout this these past two seasons, really build into something nice. You know, it's really, really good to see that we've had our ups and downs, you know. Our first ever home win this season was, you know, very recent, you know. which is very bad because we've played a couple of home games already for the league. But our first home win was against West Brom and we scored a penalty. But, you know, we still have a long way to go. But for me, that was a big highlight. You know, what was your best goal of 2020?
My best goal?
Yeah.
Oh, man. My best goal was that goal we scored. Not the own goal. The other goal we scored against Bayern.
We're Barcelona?
In the 8th, yes. Then at least we had a goal that we could say was ours.
The silence is not here because, you know, your phone paused or wherever you're watching this thing paused. No. The silence is here. It's a moment of silence for DJ Sticks because his happiest moment came at the fact that he never got beaten 8-1 and that one goal was a gift.
Aside from that one, aside from that goal, let me just think. Okay, my favorite goal was the Kevin De Bruyne one against Newcastle.
Oh, that was a good goal.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites.
Goal. Yes, for me, it competes. You know, the knuckle ball from Rashford, or there was this beautiful volley against Istanbul, the second leg that Bruno Fernandes did, where the ball came out from a corner and then first touch hits it to the top right-hand corner. And for me, that was a beauty. That was a stunner.
Oh, man.
You know, maybe there's one that is better that I can't remember, but for me, those two are my current two. Okay, fixture of the year. What was your favorite fixture, the most intense match for you?
The most intense?
Yes.
So this one is not only my team. For any
match you watch?
Any match.
Yes. Mm.
Most intense fixture this year?
Yes.
Oh my word. Oh, there was a lot of fixtures this year. A lot of fixtures. Oh man.
Not that hard. I already have mine.
It actually is, man. Okay, you wanna say yours?
Everton versus Liverpool on the second one, you know, the one in the second season.
Oh yes. Yes.
That one for me was a crazy game.
2021.
Yes, the 2020-2021 season.
Mm.
That one was crazy.
What?
That was a fight.
Yeah.
And then at the last minute, you know, Liverpool scores and VAR does what it does best. You know, this show did what it does best. We take a closer look. Millimeters.
Yeah.
Micrometers.
Micro.
You know, for an offside.
And then pa.
Then pa. Take away your goal. Don't care us.
Yeah.
Heartless.
Yeah.
You were happy, you were celebrating. So what?
Ha!
Your first goal of the season. So what?
Who cares?
You really needed 3 points to not get relegated. So what?
Who cares if it was your first goal after you just divorced your wife?
No, no one cares.
No, yeah, we don't care.
What? We injured, your player is injured and is not out for the whole season.
What?
What? He's not going to get a red card. Why was your player offside?
Why?
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 Wasn't offside, he was not going to be in danger. You know, so I really enjoyed that match. Obviously, the thing that happened to Van Dijk wasn't the greatest.
Yeah, it was sad.
It was very sad, and if it was intentional, that's disgusting football.
Yeah, from Jordan.
If it wasn't intentional, then these things happen, I guess.
Yeah.
The VAR call was stupid. Whether a player, like we said in one of the show straight after that game, was, does that mean that if I punch someone who's offside?
Yeah, you don't get.
I don't get a red card because he's offside. You know, they're not really, really thoroughly looking into the rules. But if you wanna know more about that, go to one of our previous shows and you can hear my rant. I think I ranted for like 30 minutes straight without breathing, just going at it,
going
one way. And yeah, so your match for the year.
One of my favorite games was also Liverpool.
Yeah,
but against Leeds.
Oh my word, how can I forget that game?
Yeah.
That game was actually fire.
Uh-huh.
I've never. That game was so good at the end. I remember them panning to Jürgen Klopp and all you see him saying is wow.
Yeah.
You know your game is epic when Jürgen Klopp. You know, I think Leeds plays such exciting football because
crazy.
Pep lost.
He lost
against Leeds.
He lost.
And he's happy.
He lost. He was okay.
He was
happy. Impressed.
Yeah, he was so happy. He's like, no, this was a great game. And you're like, dude, you normally you come out here, you're stressed. You know, you're sweating.
Am I worthy?
Here you coming at you. That was great.
Yeah.
This was great football being played. I know the players loved it. This is what we need.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
So thank you, Leeds.
Thank you, Leeds.
Thank you, Leeds.
Thank you for coming back to the Premier League.
Oh, we need
now, please lose against United again. Yes. Yeah. So that's us. You know, that's our highlights for the year. Our top moments for 2020. Top goals, top games, and our just top moments overall. And now before we go into the next part and what we expect going into 2021 forward, I hope you guys enjoy this song by Matthew Park called Find You.
Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, lately. Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, lately. I've been climbing every mountain peak. I've been sailing on the seven seas. Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, lately. I've been restless, I've been sleepless. I can't let this go. I'm looking for you, yeah, looking for you. Oh, I call your name into the grave. I'm gonna find you. So far away, but I'll find a way. We'll be right back.
I've been searching on the distant coast, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, lately. I've been restless, I've been sleepless, I can't let this go. I'm looking for you, yeah, looking for you, oh.
Welcome, welcome back to the okay, we're gonna end it with the most epic VAR show, right?
Let's do it.
We're not gonna do it now. We're gonna do our part, then we're gonna end it with the most epic VAR show.
The final.
This is the final one, guys.
Yeah.
In fact, while you're listening to this,
mm-hmm.
you need to join us.
Yeah,
because it's the last one of 2020.
It needs to be special.
It needs to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be so good that your neighbors wanna know what you're listening to.
Yes.
But before we get into that, what do you expect this coming year?
Oh. This coming year, I expect Manchester City to win the league. I expect Barcelona to win the league as well. And I expect Man City to win the UEFA.
No, it's a good thing Santa doesn't exist because you're going to give him the hardest list ever.
That's not hard. Just three.
Like three at least be more realistic. You know?
Three presents.
I want Man City to win the Man City Cup. I mean the Carabao Cup, you know? That's very, they're probably going to win it. I don't even know why we compete in those things. Like, by default, you know, it just needs to be called the Man City Cup. Every beginning of the season, we just give it to you.
They should cancel it.
They should cancel it and give it to you. It's just unnecessary space. You guys, you have tripled that trophy. Do you know that? Every seasons in a row.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh. Like, I think that's, yeah, it's, and it's only that cup. That's the weird thing. Cause you're versus almost the same teams in the FA Cup. But you don't constantly win the FA Cup. But the Carabao Cup,
yeah,
the most prestigious cup in the world.
Yeah.
We don't care. Mbappe, you won a World Cup, sis.
So what?
Cristiano Ronaldo, four UEFAs, five UEFAs, sis on you, man.
What?
Gabriel Jesus. Three Carabao Cups. Now that's what happened.
That's what we need.
Carabao Cups. Right there. Only champions, you know. As soon as you win the Carabao Cup, you should become the next in line for the Ballon d'Or. Straight up. Straight, because you are the best player in the world.
Yeah.
You're winning the Man City Cup, you know. I mean the Carabao Cup, you know.
Yeah, you have to be, man.
Yes.
You have to
be. So be more realistic, man. You know? Yeah, be more like me. What I expect this coming year is United to win the league.
Yeah.
United to win the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And United to win the European Cup. Treble.
That's
realistic right there.
Champions League. Okay. Very realistic. Yeah. Not being realistic.
No, that's very realistic. We're going to win the treble.
Yeah. Not lying to yourself.
Watch, I'm joking. What I'd like to see next week. Well, it is next week.
It is next week. Let's go.
What I expect to see next year, you know, next year is maybe by the 2021-2022 season, United to be a way stronger side than they are right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Actually, runners for the Champions League.
Yeah.
This season, I expect him to finish top three again.
Top three.
Yeah, hopefully league. Number one. And I think it's looking at how this league went along. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if Southampton wins it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this one is.
I wouldn't be shocked if Tottenham wins their first trophy in 7 years.
League.
First
trophy is the league.
We count that. I'm so wrong.
Yeah.
I am so wrong.
How can you not?
The Carabao Cup is not the most prestigious cup in the world.
No, it's not.
It's the Audi Cup.
It's the Audi Cup.
We've spoken about this before.
We have.
The International Friendly Audi Cup.
Yeah.
Is the most prestigious. You know, which Tottenham won.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a night they'll never forget.
Never.
Yeah, we forgot it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we.
But their second cup in 7 years, which would be the Premier League, you know, I wouldn't be shocked. But another thing I'm hoping to see, and we're going to see more of it and talk more of it as the year proceeds, especially throughout January and the beginning part of February, will be the whole, you know, transfer. I'd love to see what will happen to Cristiano Ronaldo, what will happen with Messi, you know. Because unless it's set in stone, we don't know, you know. Oof. And I would love to see it set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, those are my expectations for 2021. 2020 is a wrap.
It's done.
Full-time whistle's been blown.
Mm-hmm.
Goal, humanity, 10.
Yeah.
World, 0.
Mm.
Top goal scorer, you know, DJ Stone.
Of course.
Top assist.
Yeah. Stone again.
DJ Stone. Scored 5 goals, assisted 4. Goalkeeper of the season. DJ Sticks.
Oh, Sticks. Oh.
Defender of the season.
Thank you.
DJ Stones, I'm joking. DJ Sticks. Manager of the season. All the active FM producers.
Yeah.
Managers of the year.
The key people.
Mm-hmm. The people who ensured that, you know, as the year ends, I just actually want to take time to do this.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you to all the active FM team, you know, that actually helped get this awesome show to your guys' ears, you know.
Yeah.
I'm really thankful. It's awesome working with them. It's awesome, you know, just chilling with them before recordings and stuff, you know, while watching them, you know, freak out as we freak out in the booth about the fact that United lost. Because, you know, some of them are United fans like me.
Some of them.
So, you know, we're in it together. You know, it's been very, very awesome working with them. And my expectation for them next year is for them to all become United supporters.
That's your goal.
That's my goal. I'll bribe them if I have to.
All, yeah.
One way.
Yeah. Also realistic.
Also realistic.
Yeah. Very realistic.
Okay, so you guys can catch us on many platforms. Do you wanna, I think you should close off the platforms. Let's see what you've learned this year.
Oh.
Let's see, you know. Oh, when you first came on the show, I challenged you on this. Let's see if you remember. Okay.
I only got 5.
What's our website? So if you want to catch us on our website, where you can find many, many more contacts, you guys can go check out
www.activefm.co.za.
And if you guys want to check us out on Instagram, you guys can check us on
@activefm777.
If you guys want to catch us on Twitter, you guys can catch us on
@activefm.
If you want to catch us on Parler, you guys can catch us on
@activefm.
And on Facebook /
@activefm.
Yeah, and you're listening. Okay, I'm gonna stand up again. Going to, you know, physically remove myself off this chair.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to not, if I get hurt, guys, I'm going to dive.
Dive.
Okay, so you know the last ever VAR call.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
The last ever VAR call.
Wait. Our podcasting services.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot. I was so excited about, you know, doing this last VAR call. I was even thinking of the whole setup. Okay.
Okay, wait. No.
You guys can catch us on Spotify. Google Podcasts.
What? Apple Podcasts.
And many, many more. We everywhere. Look behind you.
We're there.
We're there.
Waving.
But from me, the host you can trust.
What?
The name that will not rust. You put it in water. Guess what? I just said what? Guess what?
What?
It will not rust.
Yeah.
The one.
The one.
The only.
Mm.
The great.
Mm.
Even when he's making toast.
Mm.
DJ.
Mm.
Stones. And with me here.
Is the man.
Uh-huh.
The man on fleek.
Uh-huh.
Always sleek.
Uh-huh.
Always ticks.
Uh-huh.
Clicks.
Uh-huh. Flick. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
DJ.
Sticks.
And you are listening. Okay, we're gonna do it, right? DJ Sticks has the ball.
He has the ball.
Dribbles through the defense.
Two defenders.
Yeah. 3 defenders.
Nutmeg.
Nutmegs. Nutmeg Sergio Ramos.
Right there.
Dribbles. Kylian Mbappe.
Kylian Mbappe.
Passes the ball to Haaland. Haaland passes him back the ball. Because Haaland has to be in our team.
Yeah.
Yes. He's in. Crosses the ball to DJ Stones. And what is this? DJ Stones has been dropped.
What?
And there's a check happening.
No way.
And what is this check called?
The V.
Oh, okay, wait. Ooh. I just got goosebumps. I just got goosebumps saying this.
Oh.
The V.
A.
R. Show.
Thank you.